out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. It's not the one I meant to press.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Meant that one.
I like that one.
Why not build some suspense for the show, too? However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the sheep shearing fuck out of it. Thanks for joining us this wonderful miércoles, middle of the week, hump day, Wednesday, whatever you say in your neck of the woods. We appreciate your ear hole time, your brain time, etc., etc. Join us on social medias live or anytime. Thanks for everything. Vive la France.
Oui, oui.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for joining us today on this progressive leftist podcast. Leftist is a pejorative, though. Why is that?
Well, you know, to certain circles. Liberal is a pejorative in some circles.
Some people in Florida, you know, you got all these weird, like, I don't know what you call it. Maybe they're Bernie
assholes?
Bros. Oh. Yes, yes. Bernie bros that if you vote for Hillary, you're an evil leftist and you're part of the problem. Can you begin to explain that bullshit to me and what that means? I don't fucking get that.
Well, because she's the most corrupt politician ever to stride the face of the earth.
Sure.
So they have to make sure that they're being pristine and pure in their intentions in voting Trump.
Right. Well, you know, if citations, then we've said this a million times. Would she not be in jail if she weren't the most vile, evil Kraken on the face of the fucking planet? Would there not be something?
Yeah, one would think.
Okay. If anybody that I happen to see from time to time in Florida might be listening to this podcast, maybe think about that. Why? You don't think
that maybe Trey Gowdy, if he would have been able to sink his tentacles into her for something real, he wouldn't have?
Oh, my God. Can you fucking imagine?
I mean, they, how many... 117 Benghazi panels. I don't know, whatever the hell it felt like,
dude.
Years and years of longer than the Warren Commission, longer than the 9/11 Commission.
It's fucking insane.
We had Benghazi.
Benghazi!
And then the panel, somehow they decided, interestingly enough,
yes,
that they were done with the Benghazi investigations right after Hillary lost the election.
Oh, wow. Jeez, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a ninny fucking leftist dickbag, but wow, that sounds mucho, that's a coincidence.
El coincidento.
Suspiciosiono.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
His sad old ball sack is sweating in Tejas because,
Texas,
Beto Martinez, raising money like crazy, which drives me crazy because now what is the first stat you hear about when some candidate is projected to do well? how much goddamn fucking money they've raised.
Oh my God. I know it that.
So, I mean, doesn't that right there tell you that our system is fucked?
Oh, it's totally fucked.
Whoever gets the biggest pile of cash from evil dickwads on either side, or moneyed interest on either side, is probably going to be projected to be the winner.
And then if you think about that, all the money in politics, and then you compound that with whatever is going on in the Republican Party where they're in love with racists. They're just about, you know, playing to their stupid fucking base. I don't know, women hating dick bags. If you put those two things together and you get some fascist wacko like Trump, I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare, man.
We got a lot to talk about today. Let's see what is going on in the headlines first, and then we'll get to all the fun bullshit going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline,
April 4th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord!
These are your headlines.
Shut up, turkey.
Over at the... remember that?
What was that?
That was a brilliant sousaphone player following a couple of open carry...
Oh, my God.
Weenies.
I remember that.
As they were walking through the streets carrying their big old scary guns.
I mean, these open carry weenies, dude. Like, what the fucking fuck?
Right. It is a minority, I think.
Yes.
I hope.
But it only takes one of those wackos, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had one shoot up YouTube yesterday.
Oh, I know. That sucks. It sucks.
And, you know, imagine had she had an AR.
Right. We're talking about. I know. Everybody would be dead, right?
I mean, I think two of the three people that were shot are out of hospital.
Hello.
And the one gentleman in critical condition, obviously, our thoughts and prayers go.
Yes. Critical as fuck.
We wish them well, him well, obviously, or her. And
you know why? Just one thing. You mentioned the thoughts and prayers and. Do you know why there's nothing really to say in place of that? Like, it's a heart, like, instead of thoughts and prayers, like, what are you supposed to say?
Well, I don't mind thoughts. I mean, we're thinking about you. That's all I can do. That's all I can do from 2,000 miles away, and I don't know you.
Yeah.
There's not a hell of a lot else I can do except maybe try to scream and yell on the internet and keep this shit from happening again.
Because the prayers thing is bullshit. That's why there's another...
Well, that's the part.
That's why there's no other word for it. You know what I mean? It's not a... Right. Like, I can say vibes, but that's also bullshit, unless I'm, you know, some super-duper, you know, remote-controlled, you know, Benoit ball, you know?
Right, that's vibes is what a lot of atheists say to people that are a little too religious that may accept the, oh, I'm spiritual, but not religious bullshit.
Yeah, let me do some yoga.
The headline, over to the commie pinko liberal.
Fate!
Huff Post.
Oh, fuck you.
It says MLK's lost warning. America may go to hell.
Oh, shit. Well. Well, wait, there is no hell.
Today is the anniversary of the horrific assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
And, you know, per Roger Stone, MLK was killed by Johnson, right?
Oh, I don't remember. I remember, spoiler alert, that JFK was killed by Johnson, but I don't remember if MLK was...
We should unearth that
fucking
interview.
It's so strange that we talked to Roger Stone, right?
We should unearth that interview and put it on the side, you know, put it out there again, because I swear to God, at the end of the interview, he talks about his style thing. He used to do this little best and worst dressed of the year. I ask him something like, I'm like, hey, but you also think Johnson killed MLK, right? And I swear to God, maybe I'm wrong, you know, but he said something like, oh, yeah, yeah. And that's it.
Well, that was the whole gist of his book that he was pushing at the time when we were on that We were doing a live radio show on a wrestling network a few years ago.
Right.
Maybe we should call, you know, I probably still have his cell phone number if it hasn't changed.
Yeah. Oh, it's changed. Please. That guy, Roger Stone.
Who knows?
I mean, he's...
You think he gave me a burner number?
I do. Absolutely. This guy's an operator, you know? Do you think he's stupid, like Poopadoopolis?
God, do you think we're on a list somewhere?
Yes. Fuck yes. Absolutely.
Somewhere, if they're going back like three or four or five years, they're going to pick up Crab Diving's call to him.
Well, wait, we didn't have anything to do with any of this shit. Like, you know.
Oh, but you know what? It was that Blog Talk Radio thing. So it went through their phone exchange. So it's not going to connect back to us, right?
Right.
Because that was
asking me.
That was that live radio system that radio station was using. That
worried.
They handled the calls.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't have to do that. Not like now where we have Skype.
Right.
If we ever would do phone calls, but we don't do phone calls.
Right.
But you can leave us a message.
Yes, sure. Tweet us at Crab Diving. So wait a second. You're saying that like because we interviewed Roger Stone, Mueller has us on a list of people he's going to interview.
I just talked myself out of that by saying Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't have the number because of Blog Talk problem.
Well, if you're okay with it, I don't care.
And who cares?
Yeah, but who gives a shit? Did you help?
Did you help? You can luminol me for Russian cum. There's none anywhere.
Right. That sounds like a fun afternoon.
Nothing anywhere near me. The headline at the HuffPost says, Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter reveals topic of scathing sermon.
Oh, shit.
That he never gave.
Oh, okay.
Two of his surviving children gave powerful sermons Tuesday from the pulpit their father stood at when he gave his final speech on April 3rd, 1968.
Okay.
Bernice King informed the audience at the Mason Temple Church of God in Christ in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hell yeah, boy!
She said that she revealed that the day he was assassinated, her father told his mother the title of his next address, which is America May Go to Hell.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I'm glad it doesn't exist, that hell, for the Catholic Church.
If you would permit me, I think as I look at the landscape of our world today, America may still go to hell, Bernice King warned.
Bam!
I would argue we're already roasting.
Right.
Right now. We're in hell right now.
We think this is as bad as it gets.
Well, no, but it's the temperature's gone up.
I feel like what is in the news right now that it's this trade war and all this other crap. I mean, we still remember that Bolton is the NSA, right?
He doesn't have to be confirmed, yeah.
Yeah. And all he does probably sits around the White House.
I don't know if he officially started because McMaster just gave like a goodbye speech.
Oh, okay.
Either today or yesterday.
Because how I understand Bolton, he's just going to hang out with Schittler all day. And he's going to say things like, gee, Schittler, wouldn't it be so great if we could bomb the living fuck out of Iran? And that's all he's going to, you know.
And North Korea.
I mean, so he could be literally roasting in some sort of weird nuclear fuckface hell.
Bernice King said, 50 years later, I'm here to declare and decree, not only must America be born again, but it's time for America to repent.
Damn.
She said, America has fumbled its responsibility to deal with the three evils her father warned about.
Yes.
Racism.
Bam.
How do we think America scores on the racism front these days?
Not good, Pat. Not.
Survey says.
Well, wait a second. I mean, we got lots of racism, so. What?
Less. Okay. Dr. King was aiming for less.
Was he really? Are you serious? Are you sure? Do we know for a fact that Dr. King is aiming for...
I don't know. If you talk to some butthurt white people, they would say just the opposite.
You know, Dr. King, I'm a flaming atheist, and I'm so sorry that you can't hear this. There's none of this. Like, this will not reach you beyond the dead or whatever. But do you know in Pensacola, Florida, that there is a memorial to you on the fucking median?
That gets covered up with fake snow every year to put a Santa Claus.
They put a Santa hat on you, don't they?
No,
what the fuck?
They don't put a Santa hat.
Oh, that guy who was Santa was leaning upon it. We have that picture, and it's like,
I don't know. Have a picture of a decrepit old Santa leaning up.
You're on the median, dude. You're on the median. And these goddamn relics, these heroes to the fucking Civil War, to racism, these monuments to racism sit in the middle of a green square, a green space, sure, in the middle of Pensacola, Florida, and Dr. King is on a motherfucking median. Are you shitting me?
Well, that's a green space, too.
Oh, my God. It's not. It's on cement. There's trees and planters.
But that's where they have the farmer's market every Saturday.
Slave owner Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson is in the middle of a beautiful park with lots of grass. Where's Dr. King? He's on the median of a fucking highway.
I disagree with your categorization of Palafox. Well,
Palafox is a road, correct?
But yeah, it's a walkable green space, right? where they set up the farmer's market.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
And the art market.
You've made a comment before in the past that you think it's kind of fucked up that Dr. King's on a fucking median.
No, I think it's fucked up that they cover him up with snow.
Oh, okay.
Christmas.
Well, then I will say my opinion is this part of crab diving thinks it's disgusting. He's on a median. And Andrew Jackson's in the middle of that fucking park. That's bullshit.
I think... arguably Dr. King's location is better than Robert E. Lee.
Where's Robert E. Lee?
Wait. Yeah, Robert E. Lee up at Lee Square.
That way.
I'm pointing the right direction.
Where's Lee Square?
No, you're right. Lee Square.
Yeah. Well, that's...
The Confederate Memorial where we went to the protest.
Dude, there's a big green space there and a nice place for people to gather.
But it's not pedestrian friendly. It's not in a normal pedestrian spot. It's usually just where cars go by.
Why are we arguing over this? It does exist. That is fucked up.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Right. This is down a rabbit hole. Yeah. Bernice King said, we must repent today.
Yes.
Because Daddy challenged us to deal with a second evil, poverty.
Okay.
Which we have refused to confront in this nation. Oh, no. They've confronted it.
Right.
They've increased it.
Oh, yes.
They're doing their best, especially the Republicans, to increase poverty.
Oh, my God. There's not enough tent cities out there.
She said, militarism has robbed us of the necessary resources to address the social injustices and the social ills and the social discrepancies in our nation.
Damn.
Because we're spending so much on fucking tanks and aircraft carriers and all their shit that we don't need. We're already the biggest, baddest, largest swinging dick on the planet. Couple times over, we don't need any more.
Right. Well, I mean, and the other thing is, it's not only, it's a war on the poor, if you think about it. I mean,
sure.
I was reading this thing, some city, they told the homeless, you can't be on the street anymore. You can't be on the street. So where do you want them to go? Where? It's like, you know how Los Angeles works. There's one green space in the whole city in the middle of MacArthur Park. That's it.
Was that, I put up on Facebook, Dana Rohrabacher, in California, the Republican lunatic, Russian sucker.
Ooh.
He was complaining about the fact that they've been trying to get homeless off the streets, and now they've proposed helping with some shelters.
Right. That would get them off the street.
And he's pissed about that.
God. You see, that's the weird thing. I want the homeless off the street too. But I think they should be in shelters. I think.
Right. How about treated like humans?
And then think about this.
Who are down on their luck.
Right. Right. All of us, you got all these homeless people. So what do you want to do?
Or mentally
right.
ill, in which case, absolutely, we should be helping them.
Yeah, and you think about it, if you have shelters or you give them residency, you give them some place to live where they can have an address and they're in the same place. Think of all these social services that can be delivered. Do you know what I mean? Right. Does that make any sense? I mean, you know.
Dana Rohrabacher of California, he's that weird one who is, he's an old surfer. He's Republican. He's pro-weed, though, like fiercely pro-weed.
Oh, well, that's good.
And but he's also, even before this whole Russia thing, He more than any has hair that's just stuck together everywhere.
From
dried Russian emissions.
Oh yes. Hey Russia, we got to work on those emissions. There's too many over here, all over the place.
So this is, I'm reading from Think Progress.
Ooh.
On May 28th, the Los Angeles Times reported that officials in Orange County, California, are working to push homeless people out of the area, removing bus benches after complaints that homeless people are sleeping on them. They started forcing people out of encampments that were along the Santa Ana River and started vowing to remove a tent city near the Santa Ana Civic Center.
Where do you want these people to exist that have no fucking home?
Think Progress says no one is sure where these people will go next.
If the GOP could put themselves in the shoes of someone else, think, God, what would it be like if I didn't have a home?
The Orange County Board of Supervisors met last month considering a plan to relocate those who had been moved from near the river to temporary shelters in the area.
Well, that's nice, at least. I mean,
which apparently inspired Dana Rohrabacher to start walrusing.
Oh, God.
Caterwauling. He issued a statement that said, it's titled, Homeless Shelter Nonsense.
Hey, listen, Dana, I know you're fiercely pro-weed, but you know what? In my world, you wouldn't get any, you piece of shit. No weed for you.
Oh, and this is typical Republican bullshit. He's basically blaming, homelessness as a choice.
Well,
quote, the chickens are coming home to roost after almost a decade of liberal left control of our state and federal government. Those chickens have ended up in Orange County.
My God. Hey, what were your beginnings? How did you start? I mean, a lot of people are homeless because they don't have a support system. They don't have anything to fall back on.
He called the temporary shelters county financed homeless compounds. So it's a spectacle and a travesty. Quote, as a parent who owns a modest home in an Orange County neighborhood, I join the outrage that we are assuming responsibility for homeless people. You better not have a goddamn Bible anywhere near that little cunting Orange County modest home.
Absolutely.
You asshole.
Fuck,
because if you're pretending to be a Christian and you're saying shit like this, I'm outraged. We're assuming responsibility for homeless people. I think that bearded white dude with the blue eyes in your book was way into that kind of shit. What
right.
was the one thing he always talked about in the character
helping
of Jesus
the least
in the Bible?
Among us, helping the poor,
good
feeding
God.
The poor. I mean, you know what's crazy is I know there's studies out there that say, you know, the best way to solve this homeless problem is to pay for shelters. That's why you localize services. You give people an address that they live in.
Or you know what they even have done in other places?
They get a job.
That are really civilized. You get an apartment.
Oh, wow.
You don't get a cot in a dorm like a lot of these places. You get a room, an apartment and with a key and stuff like that. And it helps these people feel better about themselves.
Right.
Like people. Oh, my God. I've got my own place to live.
Think about your mental state if you didn't have a home, if you lived in a box. Think about how the anxiety. It's crazy.
It's just infuriating. And
it is.
Just the hypocrisy of these Christians, these American Christians,
what good?
Lying fucks that pretend that they follow.
What good is this Christianity? What good is it? What good is your stupid fucking bullshit religion if you don't follow the basic tenets of it? What use is it to the world, to you even?
It's
bizarre.
He says it's we're taking care of their basic needs, elongating their agony by removing the necessity to make fundamental decisions about the way they live their lives.
What a fucking asshole. What a horrible understanding of poverty.
It's like, don't feed a stray cat. Never get rid of the fucker.
You know what the crazy thing is? I wonder how many homeless people actually have jobs, you know, and probably work on minimum wage, but they can't afford, you know, shelter because they're not making enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, We got working homeless here. That fucking tax scam that Trump passes is fucking disgusting.
They just go on here to list some more assholes that are other Republican shit going on.
Yes. Dirtbag, elitist, GOP, class warfare. Let me administer a Cleveland steamer upon the fucking poor. You suck.
Alamosa? I think that's Colorado, right?
I don't fucking know.
I've been to Alamosa.
What's it like?
Alamosa. It's a little mountain town.
Oh, really? Okay. Is that where you blew out your knees? Something like that?
No, that was... What part of that was at Rocky Mountain Rep?
Whatever town
that. Where's Rocky Mountain Rep?
I don't fucking know. Boulder?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really know much about Colorado except there's weed there.
Out of the Alamosa Republicans Party at Alamosa GOP on the Twitter tweeted out last week and got a shitstorm for this. Out of self-respect, be a Republican. Democrats love poor people because they think the poor people will vote Democrat. Republicans hate poor people because they think dignity of man is above being poor. You notice that first part? Republicans hate poor people. They admitted it.
They do. Right. Why would you say that?
One might have said Republicans hate poverty.
Right.
That would clean it up. But... to calling Dr. Freud, these assholes actually
said
the truth. Republicans hate poor people.
Well, we all hate poverty. Why don't they say that? We all hate poverty.
They love poverty. They hate poor people.
Right. They don't want to let people into their fucking money club. These one percenters are the problem, man.
The group apologized. And the member of the Alamosa Republicans who had the Twitter feed has resigned. So
okay.
Even
fuck
Republicans
you.
Somewhere still have, I don't know, levels, scruples.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
to call it.
Oh, but hey, listen, there are two equal sides. Okay.
Both sides.
Yeah. Explain to me, how did all these people vote for Donald Trump that are on minimum wage? And they knew the Democrats, they actually talked during the primaries and the general how they wanted to raise the minimum wage. But people working on minimum wage didn't vote for the candidate that wanted to raise the minimum wage.
Because fuck you.
Why? Oh, my God.
Because Hillary is the most, don't forget, she's the most corrupt person ever.
Oh, yes.
Ever to run for anything in the history of anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Grand Lake, Colorado, by the way, is where
Grand Lake.
I left a piece of my cartilage.
Oh, really?
I didn't. It's where I ripped my cartilage.
Sad.
The piece was taken out in Chicago.
Oh, shit.
Fancy.
You got a bionic knee now?
The University of Chicago Hospital in Chicago.
Are you a cyborg?
No. I'm just less of me.
Right. Well, no, you're now you're enhanced. Your knee is
enhanced.
Well,
no, they didn't put anything in.
They just took out cartilage.
They just took out shredded cartilage.
There's not a pin or anything
No, that's my finger.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're enhanced. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two screws in my finger.
Right. Cyborg.
So that's Dana Rohrabacher and the latest Republican douchebaggery and asswatery.
Just disgusting.
The headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the other side ain't thinking.
Right. Oh, they must be thrilled. The Drudge Report is Donald Trump's innocent, right?
Okay, I don't understand this. It says Zuckerberg.
The Zuck.
According to Zuckerberg, you've been scraped.
Gross.
This leads to a CNBC story. Zuckerberg says most Facebook users should assume they've had their public info scraped. Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't want it scraped and then given to Cambridge Analytica, funded by the fucking Russians. That's all.
Facebook said Wednesday it believes most of its users who had a specific search function enabled have had their profile data scraped by third parties.
Oh, shit.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, Zuckerberg.
I like that.
Said on a call with reporters.
Yes.
We've seen some scraping. I would assume if you had that setting turned on that someone at some point has access to your public information in some way.
God, fuck you. Fuck you, you Silicon cunt. Is that your Zuckerberg voice?
A little bit.
Sounds like him.
It's a little Kermit-like. Yes. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, I love Kermit the Frog.
Slash tech bro.
God, Kermit the Frog is so much more likable than the Zuck. Zuck is, I don't know what the Zuck is. It's a douche.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? So there you go. That's the headline at the Drudge Report.
Oh, shit.
It also says that Facebook, there's another story that it links to.
Yes.
That Facebook scans the photos and links that you send on Messenger.
Oh.
Also.
Okay. It does what? The links.
Any links you share with somebody on Facebook Messenger or photos you share are also scanned.
Into what?
Into your private data profile or whatever.
Okay.
Scans the links and images people send to each other on Facebook Messenger, reads chats when they're flagged to moderators, making sure the content abides by the company's rules. So they're listening to your Facebook Messenger conversations, possibly. God,
who the fuck could do? Most people have the most boring, mundane, uneventful, milquetoast conversations on the fucking planet. Who is reading through this garbage and scraping it? How sad.
For example, on Messenger, when you send a photo, automated systems scan it.
Right. Jeez.
Using photo matching technology to detect known child exploitation imagery.
Okay.
So I guess they're looking to match it with kiddie porn.
Oh, man. Imagine working in that department. How fucked up.
And when horrible. You send a link, they scan it for malware or viruses.
Okay. Well, that's good, right? So we're not sitting around bullshit.
So there you go. I mean, again, you're the product.
I'm the product.
If you're using anything for free on the interwebs.
Yes. Sad. We're all the product. I'm a big, fat, stupid product.
There you go. Facebook. Right. So
you know, it's so weird. We're the product.
Send your dick pics over some other, over some
Snapchat.
Well, I'm sure Snapchat does it too.
You know, it's so funny. I walk around all day. You know, I'm one person on this fucking planet. I consider myself, you know, mildly uninteresting, I would think, you know. And who gives a fuck? Think about it. Everybody's scraping your data and scanning your pictures. I can't imagine anybody gives a shit what I'm doing every fucking day that I'm getting scraped.
Yeah.
God. How boring for whoever does that.
So that's it. That's the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Okay, great. I thought they'd be crowing about like that their orange man baby is like, you know, not a criminal suspect under Mueller. I thought they'd be crowing about that. Why not?
Let me get to that story. Where's my link? Ryan's talking about there was Washington Post
evil
story from last night that,
yes.
Typically I think Trump is stupid and doesn't know what the fuck's going on. It's just that, with a matter of semantics, and every pundit, every prosecutor, every other person has been out there saying that this doesn't really mean much of shit.
Right.
But Trump's out there, of course, giddy and flinging away the Viagra for the evening. I don't need this tonight.
Right.
I was going to say Melania, but it ain't Melania.
Fly me to Mar-a-Lago.
You know, since Kennedy.
Yes.
This is the first couple that doesn't share a room.
Really? Really?
Since Kennedy.
Damn. Bill and Hillary slept in the same motherfucking room.
I'm reporting what I was reported to, of which what was
reported. Is it true that when Bill and Hillary copulate, they both wear VR masks?
I mean, I'm not saying that they slept in the same bed in that that room, but
I'm putting on my virtual reality goggles.
But are you serious? Like House of Cards with Melania and Don. They're in different suites.
Right. Except like the relationship between abuser and assaulter Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright Penn was like they were happy with their arrangement, weren't they? In that show?
Oh, well, yeah.
They just like wreaking havoc.
Sure.
They're evil. I'm so glad that Trump and Melania are not who they are. We would be fucked. I mean, we could be fucked anyway. We'd be fucked.
Well, they're
harder.
Smart. They have the same goals.
Yes.
Well, I don't think Melania gives a shit, but I think Don has the same world conquest goal. He doesn't even want world conquest.
He wants
world adoration.
He wants attention. I was going to say zeros in his bank account, but it's not that. Right,
I think the zeros in the bank account is all daddy love me.
Yes, right. And you're a shitty daddy. Your kids suck. I mean, I'm not talking about Barron. I'm not including him. You know, his kid. But I mean,
he's too young to suck.
The kids are in the fucking White House.
Ugh. Yeah,
garbage.
So Mueller informed Trump's attorneys last month that he is. This is a month old, too, by the way. This
proclamation or whatever.
The reporting is from yesterday. They found out about it, but what happened is a month old. He told the Trump's attorneys last month that he is continuing to investigate the president, but does not consider him a criminal target at this point.
Right. But, currently.
So the term used was subject. The president is a subject of the continuing investigation. But Mueller said at this point, he is not a criminal target.
Ooh.
And I think it's just a ploy. I think Don wants to talk. He wants to go sit down with Mueller. He thinks he's going to dazzle them and show them there was no collusion. Look, no collusion ever.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how Donald Trump is, what, 70-something?
Yeah.
He still thinks he doesn't understand who he is.
No.
Donald, do you think you're going to walk into a room with Mueller, a guy who has spent, I mean, he spent his whole life putting his hooks into dudes like you, getting them to admit things, to say things they don't mean to, they don't want to, cracking people. And you are going to sashay in there and woo this motherfucker? Please. Come on. He didn't think that. Jesus. He's delusional, Trump. Damn.
The special counsel also said he's preparing a report about the president's actions while in office.
Yes.
And potential obstruction of justice. Mueller reiterated the need to interview Trump.
Ooh.
And allegedly, that's why John Dowd, the one asshole lawyer of his,
right,
quit, because he was adamant, you can't sit in front of him.
Yeah, yeah, you can't.
You can't. You must not and cannot talk to these people.
Right.
And Don's like, I want to.
Do you think he wants to because he wants to be, remember like Slick Willie during the whole Monica Lewinsky thing?
Yeah, I think he thinks he's going to dazzle him.
Does he think he's Bill Clinton?
No, he thinks he's better than Bill Clinton.
Oh,
he thinks he's
God. Donald, you are not better. You're not more clever than Clinton. I mean, Clinton went on national television and made me re-examine the word is. Two letters.
And supposedly that Jay Sekulow, the one ambulance chaser still working for him.
Yes.
Who's under investigation for fraud, I believe. He's like a Christo fraud. His Jay Sekulow is always on like fucking 700 Club and all, you know, all your Jesus shows. Yes.
Lovely.
He's one of the assholes out suing when somebody pretends that they were told they can't pray or something
like that. Yeah.
These frivolous lawsuits.
Stupid. That
the Liberty Council.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Bunch of vomits.
And he's under investigation.
Right. It's just garbage. So fucked up.
The president's main lawyer is under investigation.
I mean, you know what it feels like, this latest thing where he says he's like the president is a subject, but he's not a target in the criminal investigation. It's as if he's fucking with Trump. He's like toying with these guys because they suck so hard.
He hosts a radio show too, or hosted. I don't know if he's still doing it. But they allege that he, it says in 5 years, $5.5 million to Sekulow family members and another $23 million to their companies.
Oh my God.
Of donations that this charity empire that he alleged, but the charity is going to Sekulow's.
Oh, wow. Man, I feel like, you know, when you hear these stories about Trump and all these like, little minions that's surrounded by him.
Garbage people.
Yes. My idea of money is getting fucked up. $23 million is a lot of money.
Fuck yeah.
It's all a lot of money.
God. But Sekulow's telling him, oh, well, if you've got nothing to hide, you should go talk.
Is he on peyote?
And John Dowd, his ex-other lawyer,
yes,
was like, are you fucking crazy? Have you talked to the guy?
Trump has plenty to fucking hide, I would think. I'm the lawyer.
He can't go a sentence without lying in any capacity.
Right.
And he can be charged whatever he lies about to the FBI. If he goes to the FBI and says, my inauguration was attended by the most amount of people, especially more than Barack Hussein Obama. he could go to jail for that.
Yeah, that's
for
insane.
Lying to the FBI, even if it's not about what he's talking about.
And that was day one.
Right.
That was day one. You're talking about that book. God, he was in a bad mood. The day of the inauguration, remember
he's not happy at
getting
all.
Out of the car in a huff, sure. Making Melania walk all the way around by himself.
Worst mood, yeah.
And then nobody showed up to his little pity fucking shit inauguration.
That was some weird shit.
Then he went on and bitched about it.
Some weird shit.
God, what a crappy start to a presidency. And then wants his face. What was his press secretary at the time? I can't remember his name.
Spicy
went on there with his suit that was too large.
Period. It was the largest audience for an inauguration, period.
That's what he said.
That's the first press conference. Congratulations.
Oh,
Make Melissa McCarthy more famous.
Oh my God. The highest office. Imagine.
So embarrassing.
None of these people give a fuck. They're just pissing all over our country.
Great job, Republicans.
Good fucking job, guys. It's like, why didn't you? It's like the insane clown posse rolled up into the White House.
Yeah.
Juggalos.
Yeah.
I like juggalos more than these Trumpalos.
Yeah, some of them.
Right.
Some of them might be a little stabby, but yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out.
We get paid, baby.
That's Screaming Liberal Media.
Hey, by the way, on Twitter, we have some listeners confused about... We were talking about Roger Stone. Roger Stone... We weren't getting Roger Stone mixed up with Oliver Stone. Roger Stone wrote a book about the assassination of JFK.
And about 4 or 5 years ago when we had the Crab Nation show.
That's right.
On a wrestling internet
radio network.
God, you remember the other political shows on that fucking network?
We were the liberal voice on that network.
Liberal. We were sane. One guy suggested women couldn't be president because they have menstrual cycles.
But the head of the network apparently had a publicist contact him, and Roger Stone,
yep.
Nixon's hatchet man, was out shopping a book about, it was the 50th anniversary. Oh, so that,
yes.
that dates it. So that's 2013. So it was four or five years ago.
Nice fucking math.
That Kennedy was killed and Stone was out hawking his book. Apparently it wasn't going well because he ended up on our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we talked to him for like 20 minutes about the JFK stuff.
I read a whole book by Roger Stone.
Me too.
That's so fucked up. I liked it. And, I believed it. I believed his theory. I really did. Am I stupid? You don't believe it.
No, but remember, I took a college course on the Kennedy assassination by
leftist.
one of the expert authors that are out there. David Rohn is his name, and he was teaching when I was in school up at University of Wisconsin Stevens Point.
Liberal.
And no,
Stevens Point,
the theater
liberal.
Department that I was sure.
Okay,
but it's a paper sciences. Is one of their big majors up there.
What does that mean?
Liberal. How to make paper. How to chop down trees and mix it with chemicals to make paper. It's very complicated.
Really?
And
I imagine so.
And ag majors.
Like, I'm looking at a fucking
forestry
tree.
Majors. Oh, and shit. So it wasn't mincing liberal town.
Yeah, well, I mean,
just the theater department.
Right. I'm looking at a tree. I'm not giving any geo clues as to where Crab Diving Studios is located, but from the window you can see a fucking tree. I don't know how you make that paper.
Well,
that's fucked up.
University of Wisconsin Stevens Point can help you out.
Right.
And I don't know, what was my point? Roger Stone.
The point
I don't know
is,
how we got here. But
anyway, the point is Roger Stone is different than Oliver.
It's that Roger Stone. Yeah. And he wrote a book. And spoiler alert, he blames Johnson. for killing Kennedy.
But David, you are right. I mean, Roger Stone is Trump's dick bag holder
on Twitter. Oh yeah.
I love that.
Thanks for tweeting.
Hold my dick
at
bag.
Crab Diving. Yes. Join us. Trump allegedly was giddy.
Yes.
When this news came out. He said, I'm a subject. I'm not the target.
He doesn't need an ice cube on those nipples.
But I think it might have been Barbara McCabe on MSNBC, former U.S. attorney who had a job up until Jefferson Beauregard Sessions summarily fired everybody.
Right.
She said that this doesn't mean squat, basically, because you can go into a grand jury or go in to talk to these people as a subject, and very frequently you walk out as a target.
Wow.
So
Schindler shouldn't talk to anybody.
Well, plus I think it's a lure. I think it's something shiny. I think he's working that moron to get him to come in.
Hell yeah.
By saying at this time he is not under, I'm not looking at him as a criminal target.
So that's a win, probably, for Schindler. Schindler like, hey, it's a win, baby.
But then other pundits are out there saying, wait a second, if somebody told me I was even the subject, I would be peeing myself.
Yes, right.
And that's how Trump should be reacting, but he's dumb.
He might be peeing himself or watching someone pee themselves.
He's not bright.
Who knows?
Not bright at all.
He's not bright, but he's our illegitimate president, wrongly installed by the Russians and some racists and some Nazis, and boy, oh boy. Good job. Good job, everybody.
Don't be disheartened.
Yes. Be disheartened.
That Trump is off the hook as much as he's going to be crowing about it. And
or
saying,
fucking be disheartened.
I'm not even a target.
Dude, our president is the
subject.
But
I mean, if you're...
I know. I'm immediately making the glass half empty and broken and shattered into
and
a million
I'm
pieces.
The glass half full guy, which
There's
is
no reason for that.
Terrifying.
There's no reason for that. I don't mean to be negative, but let's pull back and look at the big picture. If you ask me, Obama started his reign of Kenyan terror when back in 2008.
What?
When did Obama start? When was he president?
January 20th, 2009.
Oh, the nine. Okay, God. Okay.
Elected in November.
Right.
2008.
So like 2011, you know, things are clipping along. You know, it's no drama, Obama. What was going on in 2011 in this country? I don't know.
Communism.
Right. Absolutely.
And atheism.
Would you,
forced homosexuality.
Forced homosexuality. You better suck that dick. If I said to you, our president's going to be the subject of a fucking probe into Russia colluding in our elections or some bullshit like that, and that president would be Donald Trump, you would have thrown your chair at me. You wouldn't have believed me.
Right.
Look at us now. We're fucked.
On Fox and Friends, it was really sad. Yes. As they desperately, there's even a headline over at the Raw story that says, Fox and Friends hilariously botches the report that Trump is subject to the Mueller probe.
Ooh.
Here is...
We got clips.
Here's a little bit of Ducey, Kilmeade, and Ainsley Earhart, and the voice of reason... Strap in.
Yeah, strap it on.
Their guest.
Yes.
The voice of reason, who is now a Fox News pundit.
Pundit.
Is former representative from Utah, Jason fucking Chaffetz.
Bleh.
And
bleh.
He is the voice of sanity.
Oh, my God.
He brings... Listen to these idiots.
Are they smoking crack?
Oh, you just got here. Here we go. Fox and Friends, sorry for your ears.
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's change gears. The Washington Post had a story yesterday that Robert Mueller's people let the president's legal team know that he is not a target of investigation. However, he is being investigated.
He's not a criminal target. He is being investigated, but not a criminal target, which I guess means hasn't committed a crime.
That doesn't mean
it means he's not a target at this time.
Right.
And Ainsley's like, well, he hasn't committed a crime.
Well, the investigation's ongoing, right?
Well, right.
And we don't know what Mueller knows.
Right. And he's working his way up.
Yeah, right. It's not like you start with Trump and work your way down.
Right.
Wow.
All it's going to take is flipping Manafort.
But and see, the damage
really
is done.
Hard to
the
do
damage
that.
Is done. Now all the idiots that watch Fox News, my president's
right.
legitimate. He ain't no criminal.
So then Chaffetz came on later and said, the president, whether the president is a target or a subject is a semantic distinction, and that the president should not at all feel that he is out of legal jeopardy.
Oh, shit.
Quote, of course the president is still highly involved. Whether he uses the word target or not, he's not in the clear.
Right.
I think Paul Manafort is in deep, deep trouble.
Oh, shit.
I think they are going to continue to look at his patterns and his background and go after him.
Damn.
And the more trouble Paul Manafort gets in, the more likely it is that he will flip.
But he's not going to flip, right? Because the Russians have their hooks
the
in
question,
him, and they
right?
might fuck him up or something.
There's
right?
a big difference between you have a chance of maybe spending the rest of your life in country club prison because, you know, what you think Manafort's going to go to?
He's
they're
going
to pull strings and send him to country club prison where you can play golf and shit.
Well, that the only thing that matters to him, are they going to have that hair dye available? That he uses.
Oh, no.
I mean, God damn.
Mm-mm, he's going to have to go gray.
Sad.
They should offer him witness protection and let him testify against Russia and then go disappear somewhere.
What did they did that? They did that in Goodfellas.
The Fox and Friends fucking it up. Of course, right away. Oh, well, I guess that means he didn't commit a crime.
That's why some people don't consider you guys news, because you're dumb as
some
fuck
people.
And you say stupid shit that's not real.
Some people.
Yeah. A lot of people, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you watch Fox and Friends or Fox or whatever, a lot of liberals like myself think you, there's something wrong with you. Like you're I don't know what it is. You're fucked up. No offense.
Yeah, I can't. The clips we play are agonizing to listen to these. Just the bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in I don't want to defend them, but if I turn on Good Morning America or if I turn on the Today Show or any of that, I won't pour acid in my eyes.
Oh,
so that's
yes.
just, you know, my own bias against the saccharine morning shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's stupid.
They're gross.
Bennigan's. I went to Bennigan's once or some one of those type places here in Pensacola. You know what's playing on the TV?
Fox and Friends?
Fox News.
Ugh.
Fox fucking News. Hannity. Everybody's watching it like it's normal.
Oh, Hannity?
Hannity!
That's inexcusable.
I was beside myself. I was like, I was trying to keep it together. I wanted to scream at everybody.
This morning, Screed.
Screed!
On the Twitter.
Oh, is this Shitler?
This was 4:19 a.m.
Okay. 4:19.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. What's going on?
Our border laws.
Right.
Capitalized.
This is what, listen, dude, this is why Melania doesn't sleep in the same room with this motherfucker. He's up all night under the covers probably tweeting his fucking face off. How could you sleep next to this fucking guy?
I'm trying to sleep. Turn off your BlackBerry.
Quit talking to your constituents.
Stop the tweet.
Quit being... How's the cyberbullying going? How's that going? Have you wiped it off the face of the fucking planet?
Our border laws are very weak.
Yes.
While those of Mexico and Canada...
Right.
...are very strong.
Are you going to do the hand gestures or no?
Congress must change... These Obama era drink.
Yes.
Drink.
Oh, yes. Spike up.
Must change these Obama era and other laws. All caps. Now. Exclamation point. The Democrats stand in our way. Ooh. They want people to pour into our country unchecked. ..
How many dots?
Five. All caps. Crime! Exclamation point.
Is that the end?
No.
Okay.
This is still one tweet. They want people to pour into our country unchecked. Dot, 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 dot. Crime!
Crime!
That's like Tourette's. We will be taking strong action today.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Boy.
Next tweet was at 4:22 a.m. Ooh, 3 minutes later. He must have had these ready.
God damn.
We are not in a trade war with China.
China. I thought he wanted a trade war. I thought that was a good thing, but it's a bad thing.
Well, let's see. He's imposing tariffs on China. China announces that they're going to be retaliating against us.
Yes.
With $50 billion in tariffs.
Damn. Wait.
But we're not in a trade war.
Okay. What does that mean? Shit that comes from China that I buy is going to cost more, right?
Yeah.
Like what? What do I get from China? Everything?
Well, no. Stuff that comes from here to go to China.
China. Oh, okay.
Is being taxed.
Oh, shit.
One big thing is soybeans. So guess which states are big with soybeans? Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska.
Iowa.
Those are your big... Illinois was... Excuse me, wasn't red, but Iowa and Nebraska were
red.
And now
so
they're going to get screwed with tariffs trying to sell their shit in China.
So basically we're at the point now where we get to see how racist these Donald Trump supporters are. He's literally fucking up everyone's money. So at this point, the only way you could be into this guy is if you shared his hatred for people brown or gay, right?
I would assume, yeah.
God,
yeah. He said, we are not at a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the United States. Now we have a trade deficit.
Yes.
Of $500 billion a year, with intellectual property theft of another $300 billion. We cannot let this continue, exclamation point.
Right.
He did not type that. There's no way he dictated
that. Yeah. Which is worse? Would you rather be foolish or incompetent? Which one? I want to be foolish. That sounds like more fun, just off the bat.
No, I'd rather be incompetent because you can become competent.
Oh, you can fix that.
If you're foolish, I don't think you could become unfoolish.
Yes. Kate?
Our thoughts and prayers, the next one, thoughts and prayers are with the four U.S. Marines from the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing who lost their lives yesterday. It was a helicopter crash.
Oh, my God.
And then, nobody believes this.
Yes.
Today we honor Dr. Martin Luther King.
Come on.
On the 50th anniversary of his assassination, earlier this year I spoke about Dr. I! Listen to this.
He's making it about him! It
about himself. We're not a sentence in.
Earlier this year, I couldn't poo-poo a bunch of white supremacists that were marching without hoods and carrying torches. That's what you should say, dickhead.
Earlier this year, I spoke about Dr. King's legacy of justice and peace and his impact on uniting Americans.
What in the fucking... Why? Donald, God.
50 years ago, Dr. King was cruelly taken from this world by an assassin's bullet. But the promise he fought for could never be taken away. His words, his deeds, they live on forever. And the cause for which he gave his life only gained strength and force and power with the passage of time. On this cherished day, we honor the memory of Reverend King, and we rededicate ourselves to a glorious future where every American from every walk of life can live free from fear, liberated from hatred, and uplifted by boundless love.
Oh, when? Yeah. When?
He sucks.
When?
I don't know.
When is that happening?
I don't know. Later.
When are people relieved from the fear of hatred? Wait a second.
MAGA.
That's what you ran on.
Yeah.
That's what you're governing on, shit stain.
Absolutely. Do you remember that?
Hatred.
Do you remember that goddamn speech, that inaugural speech? I mean, all the fucking
hellfire
violent
and brimstone
symbolism and imagery, the blood, the whole fucking thing.
That was some weird shit.
Yeah, George, I agree with W there. Listen, if I was the director in charge of this speech, I would be like, Donald, you got to do it again. You got to take it back and try. Is there any... He has no emotion. He should have Siri read his speech.
Be better.
I've never heard anything so fucking unfeeling. It sucks. One more, try it again, Donald. This time with feeling. I mean, goddamn.
China, meanwhile, hit back quickly on Wednesday, they say here at the Huffington Post, against U.S. plans to impose tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a list of similar $50 billion duties on American imports, including soybeans, planes, cars, beef, and chemicals.
But we're going to win, right?
In a move that sent global markets lower.
Globalists. Damn. God.
Beijing responded after President Trump's administration targeted 25% tariffs on some 1,300 Chinese industrial technology, transport, and medical products.
Right.
They acted less than 11 hours later.
Damn.
In a sharp escalation of the trade dispute. Oh, I guess it's not a war. It's just a little...
Oh, it's a dispute.
It's a little trade tiff.
But wait, you're talking about China with how many billions? You say 500 billion? Is that what you said? That number?
50 billion.
50 billion. Whatever. A shit ton, right? That's a dispute? That's a dispute.
He rejected it. It's a trade war. We're not in a trade war with Jainer. We just read from his Twitter.
Jainer.
And then there was like in a weird scene this morning, the brand new economic advisor.
Yes.
Fox's Larry Kudlow.
God. Great. The guy that used to be on TV. Okay.
They sent both of those, them out. Larry Kudlow, they literally sent scurrying out in the driveway on the White House lawn. Like,
right.
No, this isn't a trade war. It's not a trade war.
Yeah.
It's not a trade war.
Then what is it, Larry?
And he said, if you're going to blame the markets on anybody, blame China.
Absolutely. Well, that's good.
It's not Trump.
No, China. Not at all. It's not this lunatic tweeting about all kinds of bullshit, literally making the world unstable.
And even Republicans are saying, well, you know, nobody disagrees that China has been a bad actor in some of these.
China.
And that we need to do something about it. But there's different ways of doing it than instantly slapping tariffs on people, because that's going to piss them off.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. If this is not a way to negotiate. Did Obama ever negotiate anything like this? Yeah. It's like.
It's bullying. I mean, it's we're the biggest. We're the baddest. Fuck you. We're going to do what we want. Right. And if you don't like it, fuck you.
It's kind of funny that he wants to say engaging in a trade war is his way of negotiating, because like by this pure nature of what a negotiation is, it shouldn't include the word war.
Well, it's all a lie.
Does that make sense? I mean, God, yeah, it's a lie.
Everything is a lie.
Yeah, we live in science fictionville, USA. It's all bullshit.
The share. I don't know. Let me see. Let me check what the Dow is now. It was down, but then I think it was rebounding.
Give me those market numbers, okay? Take your time.
Now it's about even. Okay. So it did retaliate. It did rebound from this morning when it was down. A little bit biglier.
He's supposed to be great for the stock market, though, right? I mean, that's what he crowed about. He's good for the stock market, or he's not. What is he good for?
Well, and he probably was, because Republicans won.
Yes.
And when he says we're getting rid of regulations,
woohoo!
Right.
Business more profits. Loves that, right?
More profits to skim off and hide in accounts down in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to all trickle down to everybody else. Forgive me. I forgot how that works.
You know, these regulations, I mean, you know, do you think we live on a planet where any country needs less regulations on their fucking businesses? How big is that pile of fucking plastic bloviating about in the Pacific? It's huge.
I don't know. All right, good news?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for
absolutely
a little mite of good news?
A mite.
Tiny wee little speck.
A micron. A particle.
My second home state of Wisconsin.
Yes. Godless.
They've got a Supreme Court of their own there.
Oh, okay.
And
what do they do?
Hmm?
What do they do?
Well, let's see. SCOWI. SCOWI.
It was SCOWI?
Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Can't say SCOTUS.
SCROTUS.
They have a 7-member state Supreme Court there, and they're elected.
Oh, okay.
And there was a vacancy.
Right.
CoCor and overall just really shit slug.
Oh, yes.
Scott Walker.
You're a shit slug.
heinous union attacking.
Oh, yes.
Education attacking. Horrible Ayn Rand Doug sucking.
Oh, my God. He loves those Ayn Rand Dugs.
Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand.
Just there's everything that's wrong is Scott Walker.
Right.
And
he sucks.
Most recently in Trubs for undemocratic, un-American. Trying to make sure there's no election. No special election, because they're worried that they might lose it.
Right. They don't want to hold
it. I don't think we're going to win that seat back. So let's just not have elections at all.
Hey, motherfucker, you live in America. You just can't do that, you dickhead.
Which he was just told by.
By an adult.
By big judges. Yeah.
Yes.
So there was an election yesterday.
Yes.
Scott Walker had backed Michael Scrinok, a right-wing nut job.
Perfect.
Of course.
Right.
And, the result last night, he ran against, Rebecca Dalit. Dallet, who was a judge in Wisconsin.
Okay.
A liberal, ran on a very liberal platform.
Bam, baby.
And they're nonpartisan.
Okay.
Because they try to pretend that judges are nonpartisan.
Right, but they're having an election.
Well, yeah.
So, like, it's better than Scott Pruitt appointing somebody, though, right?
So it ended up being a big liberal against the Scott Walker.
Scott Walker, not Scott Pruitt.
A Scott Walker whore.
Right.
Scott Walker backed dude.
Okay. I was getting my shitty Scots mixed up.
Well, Dallet won bigly.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Republicans.
By 12 points.
Bam.
And Scott Walker, the headline here is Scott Walker is scared as hell.
Aww.
After liberal judge wins Wisconsin Supreme Court seat. Last night, he tweeted at 9:50 p.m. after the results came in. Scott Walker tweets, tonight's results show we are at risk of a hashtag blue wave.
Well,
so he helped spread the hashtag. In Wisconsin, the far left is driven by anger and hatred. We must counter it with optimism and organization.
Well, Scott. So
let's share our positive story.
Let's you fucking
share
racist.
Our positive story with voters and win in November. Oh. You have no positive story.
Right.
All of your numbers are down.
And any positive story that you have is based on bullshit, I guess. I mean,
yep.
But he's not wrong, right? The liberals are. There are progressives that part of it is they are driven by hate. I am driven by the hate I have for this racist, NRA-sucking, homophobic, dickbag, GOP, fucking anti-science, anti-woman fucking party that is fucking our country right up the asshole. Oh, I have so much hate for that.
Then look at this one. Mr. Coke Money. The
yes.
Koch brothers live in Kansas.
Right.
Their empire is in Kansas.
Ooh.
And listen to him squealing about big government special interests flooded Wisconsin.
What the fuck are you?
Who flooded Wisconsin to get you elected, you diaper load?
The goddamn Koch brothers.
Right?
What is he fucking talking about?
Oh, I can't believe these out-of-staters came in and distorted all these lies about the Supreme Court judge.
You know, I can't wait. Mark it in your calendars. After this next election, oh boy, I hope there is a blue wave, and I hope I hope that the right-wing nut job butt hurt is prolific. I hope it is palpable.
Yeah, yeah. Fill bathtubs with
that shit. Oh, my God. And I want to review every single fucking bit of it. Oh, my God. I can't wait. All the sadness. Oh,
listen to this one. Next, they'll target me.
Yes, absolutely.
And work to undo our bold reforms. You mean killing unions?
Oh, yes.
You know, they might want to do that.
Scott Walker's right. They are coming for you, motherfucker.
Decimating education in lieu of or to cover corporate tax cuts.
Yes.
Yeah, they might want to fix that.
You. This guy's right. He's really right. You know, because the Democrats, they are coming for you, you bastards. Fuck yes. Oh, my God.
Then now he's raising money. If you support our bold efforts to help families and reform government, I need your help right now. Chip in $5 to help us stand against the flood of outside money
Is
headed our way.
Well, you take instead of looking for don't look for handouts from us. Go back to your little Coke daddy. Go there for handouts, you bastard. You fuck.
So gross.
What the fuck? These guys should be scared because the progressives are coming for your fucking asses. All of you, Marco Rubio, all you little motherfuckers, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker. Oh, you're vomitous.
Congratulations. There's a little bit of good news in Wisconsin.
No, that's right. That's right.
A liberal judge.
That is
now,
good.
I believe the conservatives are still in charge.
Yes.
4-3 now.
Yep.
In Wisconsin.
But
so.
The walls are closing in.
Hopefully this blue wave turns into a blue tsunami.
Blue tsunami. Oh, my God. Man. It's going to be so sad. They're going to be like, what happened? How come nobody voted for us?
This one's going to piss everybody off.
Oh, good.
all sane people.
Right.
Because one of the big things that the Team Treason
yes.
likes to point out
Schittler.
Is that, well, no, you know, the Russians interfered, but they didn't change any votes.
What? God damn it. What? Why are they such simpletons about this? What? Why does it not piss them off that they know the Russians fucked with our elections one way or the other? That should bother them.
Well, there's a new study that says, well, that may not be so accurate.
Oh, so the Russians actually influenced our election.
Researchers at Ohio State University.
Progressives.
A study finds that fake news probably played a significant role in depressing Hillary Clinton's support.
Ooh.
On election day.
Wow. Oh, fucking really? Of course.
The study may be the first to look at how fake news affected voter choices, suggests that about 4% of President Barack Hussein Obama's 2012 supporters
yes.
were dissuaded from voting for Clinton in 2016 specifically because of fake news stories.
Okay, so let me understand something before I start.
At you, Bernie Burrows.
Yes, absolutely. Before I start throwing things and dismantling the office, let me understand this. So you're saying there are people that voted for Barack Hussein Obama in the next election, they voted for Schittler.
Yes.
4% of the people that voted for Obama voted for Trump?
Yes.
What the fuck?
No. 4% of those. It's a higher percentage. 4% of those
what?
People.
Yes.
Were affected by fake news.
Oh, okay. I see. God.
It was a 281 question survey given to 585 Obama supporters.
Okay.
23% of whom did not vote for Clinton.
Right.
So
right.
They took, for one some reason or another, one out of four of these Obama supporters did not vote for Clinton, either by abstaining or by picking another candidate.
Like Jill?
Yes.
God, I know some of you people. Oh, my God.
10% of them voted for Trump.
10% of them.
So they insert into this these studies, they put
yes.
in... the percentage of people, former Obama supporters.
Okay.
Who believe that these three fake news items were true.
Oh, you have the items.
Number one, Clinton is in very poor health due to a serious illness.
But you'd have to be dumb as fuck to believe that.
12% of Obama supporters ended up believing that.
No. That can't be true. You're telling me people that, why would they think that? Are they dumb?
It was all over the news.
But everybody knew, all the sane people out there knew that was bullshit. You knew that was bullshit,
well,
right?
Of course. We do a radio show.
We all knew it.
Right.
We all knew it.
Number two, Pope Francis endorsed Donald Trump. That one was out there.
But he didn't.
Just
he
the opposite.
Spoke out against him.
He didn't endorse anybody, but he came out and very specifically said things against everything Trump says about we need to build bridges, not walls. Who is that aimed at?
It's God. Why would people think
8%?
Oh my God!
Believe of these Obama supporters polled believed it.
God, you're so dumb.
The number three. This one's terrifying.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton approved weapons sales to Islamic jihadists.
Why would she do that?
Including ISIS.
Why would she do that?
20%.
Why? Okay.
20%.
20%
because
of
the because of the Libyan civil war and backing anti
okay.
Anti what's his name? Muammar Gaddafi.
Right.
They're worried that there were jihadists that were also
okay.
being, but that wasn't Hillary Clinton's decision, and it wasn't ISIS.
But now all these soft 20% of Obama supporters believe that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody who supported Obama, right? Everybody. So 20% of that group believe that fucking story?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Overall, about one quarter of the 2012 Obama voters surveyed believed at least one
of those three
of
stories.
Those three fake stories.
Oh, my God. The one where she's sick? The one where she's sick? Oh, God, guys. God.
Of that group.
I hate you.
Of people that believed at least one of those stories, 45% only voted for Clinton. Of those who believed none of the fake news stories, 90% voted for Clinton.
90. So 10%. Wow. Okay. Kate, I want you to get that list and make me, you know, take away their weed. They don't get weed. No weed for them. No weed for them. God, if you fucking voted for Obama and then
That's just the first part of it.
Oh. Oh, God.
Because they've got that, but they can't prove that it actually, they have no correlation between it making a difference in the actual voting.
Okay. God damn. Hillary Clinton wasn't deathly ill. You know, she's not. She just isn't. She was tired. She's running for president. She got tired.
So they used all kinds of magic and shit.
Yes.
Controlling for factors such as gender, race, age, education, political leaning.
Okay.
Even personal feelings about Clinton and Trump, using something called multiple regression analysis.
Oh, shit. Multiple.
A method to measure the relative impact of multiple independent variables.
Okay.
According to the researchers, all of these factors combined to explain 38% of the defection of Obama voters from Clinton.
Oh, my.
So that's just all kinds of other factors, which they could say these factors explain why 38% defected from Obama, defected from Clinton, that not necessarily voted Trump, but they just didn't vote Clinton. But belief in fake news attributed an additional 11% defection. Okay. So people did not vote Hillary Clinton, 11% because of
and there you
fake
go.
News.
That's enough, right? That swung it.
Yeah.
For
those defecting from Clinton, I'm reading from the WAPO, by the way.
Oh, yes. Jeff Bezos' Amazon, evil fucking paper.
The Amazon WAPO.
Oh, yes. Hey, the UPS is just, USPS is just everyone's errand boy.
Which had nothing to do with. The WAPO had nothing to do with the study. They're just reporting on it.
Oh, right.
So they're going to squeal fake news.
Right.
The WAPO is saying, here's what the study found.
Here's the study. You can read it your fucking self, but you don't read because you're stupid. My God, this is insane.
For those defecting from Clinton, believing fake news had a greater effect than anything except being a Republican or personally disliking Clinton.
Okay.
So that was the third greatest factor for those defecting, those Obama voters defecting from Clinton. So being a Republican.
Yes.
If you were a Republican that voted Obama.
Right.
That was apparently the largest.
Yeah.
Factor that would steer you away from Clinton.
Right.
Second was you don't like Clinton personally. You don't like her.
Oh, God.
Shrill. You heard that throughout the campaign, right? All those misogynists.
That's fucking sexism.
Right.
Straight up. That's anti-woman hating bullshit.
And she yells. Oh, she yells. Remember Trump saying that? She yells.
Well, I mean,
all the
Howard
time.
Dean was.
All she does is yell all the time.
Yeah. Howard Dean ejected himself out of politics by screaming, and he's, you know.
and then the third largest factor is believing in one of these fake news, these moronic fake news stories.
But, you know, it really just.
Which were sent. And
by Russians.
By Russians.
Russian bots, all that bullshit. That's 11% that you just mentioned, right? 11% of the votes in the general election because of that Russian bullshit. Fucking crap.
Obama voters who believed one of the fake news stories were 3 to 9 times more likely to defect from the Democratic ticket than those who didn't believe any of them.
How many times?
3 to 9 times higher.
God, math.
If you believe
math.
Any of those fake news stories.
How could you? How could you? I mean, why would anybody think Hillary Clinton would want to arm ISIS. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you, even if you don't like Hillary Clinton, you'd have to be a fucking idiot to think that she wants to arm ISIS.
Ohio State researchers write, we cannot prove that belief in fake news caused former Obama voters to defect from the Democratic candidate. These data strongly suggest, however, that exposure to fake news did have a significant impact on voting decisions.
Bam! There you go. There you fucking go!
And then the WAPO,
yes,
did some statistical analysis magic, hoogity boogity.
Ooh.
They say their polling director, Scott Clement, ran a predictive probability analysis.
No shit.
Using this data. blah, blah, blah.
Predictive.
His result is that Clinton lost 4.2% more of Obama votes in the race with fake news versus a hypothetical race without it.
How sad. How sad for us.
So then they're saying that if you extrapolate that,
yes,
to a drop off in Obama's 2012 vote,
right,
in the three key states that delivered the presidency to Trump,
Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, right?
Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, correct?
Yes.
It suggests that fake news cost Clinton 2.2 or 2.3 points apiece. That's percentage points.
Okay.
Clinton lost Michigan by 2/10.
Oh,
of
my
a
God!
Percentage point.
God damn
she
it.
She lost Pennsylvania and Wisconsin by 0.72. And 0.76.
God, you Bernie bros can go fuck off. Honestly, what is your problem? Why do you hate this country so fucking much? Why are you so fucking stupid? How dumb are you? You believe those fucking stories, you're an idiot.
So
you got iPhones in your pocket. You can look shit up.
Again, not total proof, but it says Clinton's estimated drop-off in each state would be about three times bigger or more than the impact of the fake news, means for fake news not to have made the difference, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin would have had to be uniquely impervious to the effects of fake news
compared
to the rest of the country.
Yeah. So, what do we do? Nothing.
And that doesn't count. That only counts how many non-votes for Clinton.
Okay.
It doesn't account for people who were on the fence and said, oh, well, she's dying and she sold all of our uranium.
God,
and
that sucks, dude.
And the Pope endorsed Trump. So right. Obviously I have to vote Trump. So that doesn't count those people.
Okay.
Who might have been swayed by fake news who were on the fence. This is only Obama voters that didn't vote Hillary.
Oh, my God. If you voted for Obama, how could you not vote for Hillary? How could you not? I don't give a
fuck.
Well,
she had Parkinson's, and the Pope said vote for Trump.
But what about this? What about the other guy being a fucking Nazi? What about the other guy being a proved racist? Everybody knows this guy's a fucking racist.
He didn't have Parkinson's.
What about all you people out there? Do you not
and
have
he hates
gay
black
friends?
People, right.
Yes. Do you not have friends of color? Do you not feel bad that you voted for the guy who's a goddamn fascist? Even if you thought, listen, I'll tell you this much. If Hillary Clinton had ALS, it was all fucked up like, what's his face? The guy just died.
Stephen Hawking.
If she was all Stephen Hawking-ified, I would still vote for her over Trump. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, if she would have to drool out her.
I don't care.
Orders. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Do you know why? Because she's not a fucking Nazi racist. And Donald Trump is, and we all fucking knew it. That is the shame of all this shit. We knew it. Oh, fuck off, Bernie bros.
But
fuck you.
What about her emails?
I tell
you,
I'm right now. My mind is flashing through all these motherfuckers I see all the time who are fucking Bernie bros. Oh my God.
We still get
the
those comments.
The depth of your stupidity is infinite.
We get those comments on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
They're Russian.
Whenever we put up a Hillary Clinton story,
do you think or mention
her at all, right away we get a,
yeah, but she was the most corrupt person ever.
But do you think they're
not
bots?
All of them?
No, they're not.
Not all of them.
Oh, God. I know this one guy I did this comedy project with in fucking L.A. and we were driving to do something somewhere. He's telling me how, explaining to me so condescendingly how Hillary was equally as corrupt as Trump. And read this story, dickhead. Read this story, you dumb fucking dickhead. You know what this idiot liked to do in his free time? Play Pokemon Go. That's who we're dealing with.
I don't
fuck everyone.
I don't mind that, but
I mind. Yeah, stupid God. But you know what the problem with all this is that the tough thing to get past this is all these Bernie bros, these fucking idiots, have to come to some sort of inner peace. I don't sound like a guy that should be talking about inner peace right now, but fuck it. They got to come with some peace to the fact that they're stupid as shit. They have to understand how fucking dumb they are. They're fucking stupid. And then once they recognize the depth of their fucking idiocy, they can then maybe make some better decisions.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Doesn't this make you upset?
This I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Well, there's nobody human. Read these numbers. How many people that voted for Barack Hussein Obama voted for Trump? How many?
Too many.
The world is. This is insane. God damn these people.
Speaking of emails. Another headline from today is that, and we found out about a bunch of these things. Jared, Ivanka, and even I think Mike Pence have had problems where they're emailing not on government servers.
Yes, all the fucking Mike Pence. He did all kinds of work as a governor and was using it some other fucking account.
But now, a security advocacy group called the Global Cyber Alliance tested the 26 email domains managed by the Executive Office of the President.
Yes.
And found that only one fully implements security protocols verifying emails as genuinely from the White House.
Okay.
Of the 26 domains, 18 are not in compliance with a Department of Homeland Security directive to implement that protocol.
So wait, when you say domains, it's the @, right? The extension, the email extension. So like,
right.
Oh, God. I deal with that shit at work, man.
This means someone could send misinformation from a presidential aide's account.
God damn. How many aren't in compliance?
Of the 26 email domains, one is in compliance.
Fuck this. It's a joke. This Donald Trump thing is a fucking joke.
So it's some security protocol that makes sure that the domain from the White House is actually coming from the White House.
Find me something positive about Donald Trump right now. Find me something. I dare you. I challenge you. There's no way. They can't even get their email right. And what do they chant about Hillary? Emails, emails, emails.
Right.
Damn it. The thing is, if you're a motherfucking conservative, where's the wall? Aren't you pissed about that? Where's the coal industry? Aren't you pissed about that? You hypocritical fucks. Emails. God, this is nuts. One is in compliance.
One. Yep, one.
What's it matter anyway? What's it fucking matter? We had Donald Trump's talking to Putin all the time. There's nothing in compliance. There's no one fucking thing in compliance.
The,
one. That's one. Funny, dude. We've checked all the emails, Mr. President. Good news. One's in compliance. See, for Trump, that's a positive. That's some sort of functionality, you know? That's something. Good job. Good job, dickhead.
Really losing his mind. We've been talking about him daily.
Yes.
Alex Jones, Infowars, a frequent towel snapping buddy of Roger Stone's.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Isn't this dickhead being sued for defamation for going after these Parkland kids?
Google those listening when you get a chance. I believe it was the Young Turks.
Yes.
At one of the conventions. It might have been the Republican convention. They had a room, you know, a newsroom, and they were broadcasting from there or whatever.
Yes.
And they were literally hijacked and infiltrated.
Ooh.
Remember? By a grinning Alex Jones and Roger fucking Stone.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Who started like yelling at them from behind the cameras until Cenk Uygur finally said, come here, come on camera.
God.
And Alex Jones with a giant grin on his face was wearing like a, like a
lock her up or something.
Lock her up shirt. I think he was wearing, or no, Bill Clinton rapist.
Oh my God.
I think
that's
was
right.
The shirt he was wearing.
That's right. And Cenk Uygur went after him, right? For that fucking shirt.
And then he wouldn't leave. And Roger, and then Cenk was arguing with Roger Stone. Horrible. It was horrible.
These two are colossal fucking assholes.
12-year-olds sneak into somebody else's studio and start yelling at him from behind the camera.
Fucking dickheads.
So here we are today. Here's just the latest. This is what we're dealing with. These are the right-wing nut jobs that now have the mainstream voice. This guy was the nutball pointing at condensation trails and saying, oh my God, they're chemicals that are shrinking our balls.
And he's Trump's buddy, right?
Oh, big buddy. And it, like weirdly, your brother listened to him for a while entertainment purposes.
Well, my brother said that Trump was a guest on InfoWars.
He was. God, he's been on InfoWars. And during the campaign, we played clips, I think, of him being on going on InfoWars. We were horrified.
It is horrifying.
That a presidential candidate who was being taken seriously was on InfoWars.
I mean, I don't even know how to begin how I mean, it's disheartening. It really is.
But your brother said that he's disturbed by the current state of Alex Jones because he's all Jesus-y and shit now, and all Russian,
God.
Russian filleting.
Oh yes, it's you know,
and this violent civil war rhetoric.
Oh yes, it's porn for these fucking wackos. Yeah. These conspiracy theory nutballs with their guns.
We're ready for you.
Oh yes, they want a civil war. They want to play with their fucking toys.
And here's more of it. More fear mongering. Pouring kerosene on the fire. And remember, the people that listen to Alex Jones,
yes,
non-ironically,
right,
have guns.
Oh yeah,
like a lot of them.
Great.
Have guns, and they're amped up on G47 horny goat weed.
And they're worried about us.
Right.
Insane.
And colloidal silver.
Oh yeah.
Running through their veins.
And I just walk all over Austin and see UT students with Mao Zedong shirts on, and they're not joking around like wearing an old Russian shirt or something. You know, it says CCP or whatever. And they're into it and they love it, and they got tattoos of it, and they got smartphones and $100, $200 skinny jeans, and they're getting in nice cars their parents are paid for. And you go, this doesn't ideologically make any sense. Yeah, it does. They want power and they want to direct everybody and they want to kill the Midwest.
The Midwest is under attack.
UT Austin students want to destroy the Midwest with their skinny jeans and their nice phones.
Yeah, give me my my skinny jeans and my wallet chain. I'm going to wreak havoc upon Nebraska.
Everybody, and they want to kill the Midwest. They don't want to just reorganize things. They want a giant bloodletting. It's their religion.
Okay.
They hate flyover.
How is this not inciting violence?
I don't know.
When he says, we're not the violent ones. We're waiting for them to shoot the first shot and then it's on.
Yeah.
But he's saying here, they want to kill us. young activists who want, I don't know, some sensible gun legislation.
Yes.
Maybe let your LGBTQ people the fuck alone.
They're preaching
let them
tolerance.
Live their lives.
Tolerance.
Leave the Muslims alone.
It's ultimately all tolerance with right. gun control. That's it.
Income inequality, let's yes. address that. Police reform, maybe
right.
police should stop beating the shit out of people
shooting
indiscriminately
them.
And shooting the black ones.
Hi, I'm hanging out in my backyard with my cell phone. Don't shoot me 10 times in the yeah. fucking back and then let me die.
So all of these issues
Jesus Christ.
Mean that we want to kill
my God.
Midwesterners. This is, how is this rhetoric not violent and inflammatory?
It is, man. It fucking is.
If you're telling your moron
Boo.
Sitting in their basement
Boo.
Polishing their Glock for the eighth
yeah.
time today,
polish this
wearing a thong
yes.
made out of a ammo belt.
I'm more of a G-string kind of nut.
How the fuck
an ammo belt thong,
right? How the fuck do you think these assholes are going to react when
right.
King Alex
yes.
is telling them they want to kill you? They're coming with their skinny jeans. They're going to strangle you to death with their little skinny legs and their skinny jeans.
And their bandolier thongs. That one bullet's tough to get to.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Don't want to just reorganize things. They want a giant bloodletting. It's their religion. They hate flyover country. They hate bitter clingers. Hillary hates you. They all hate you. It's in the WikiLeaks. If you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian, if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you are self-sufficient, if you are not a Satanist, if you are not mentally ill, they...
Wait, what was that last one?
If you are not a Satanist.
No, before, after that.
Yeah, I missed
sufficient. If you are not a Satanist, if you are not mentally ill, they want to put you in a forced labor camp and watch you starve to death.
None of this is true.
The bitter clingers.
None of this is true.
I don't know.
Occasionally Ryan gets
right.
hyperbolic and
yes.
says, let's put people in camps. He's not mostly serious.
I'm not serious.
And he's not a UT Austin. He doesn't wear skinny jeans.
No, not at all.
He want to put you in a forced labor camp and watch you starve to death because it makes them feel powerful. They want to rape your wife. They want, just like in East Germany, if you want
to
be
this.
In the theater.
Listen to this. He's talking about liberals.
Yes.
This is what liberals want to rape your wife.
No, they don't. It's they're the, you know, listen, there's a, the right is violent. I mean, my God. Although, what about all those white supremacists that got in the car and ran over that protester at Charlottesville?
The one, yeah, but yeah.
You don't think all those guys are violent?
No, but I mean,
though?
There's one guy in the car.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that's
a
true.
It wasn't a clown car full of
right, that's
white
true.
Supremacists.
Yeah.
But right there, this and this is the kind of rhetoric that's
yeah,
what caused
sucks.
That guy to hit the gas
yeah.
pedal and run over the peaceful protesters.
And on top of that, they're all stupid. You know what I mean? They're all soft-brained idiots.
Because it makes them feel powerful. They want to rape your wife. They want, just like in East Germany, if you want to be in the theater or be involved, you've got to have sex with the party officials. They want to be able to kill and rape whoever they want. They want authoritarianism to carry out criminal operations and the raping of your children.
Who wants authoritarianism? Pardon me.
Oh, gee, let me
excuse
think.
Me.
Oh, I know who wants authoritarianism.
If you go through the list of
our authoritarian fucking president,
the signs of authoritarianism, I don't think you're gonna check off a lot of them on the Democratic side.
None of them. That's what the right wants. If you voted for Donald Trump, I don't give a fuck how you want an authoritarian dictator, dude.
Yeah.
You watched him in that fucking rally. Look at the media and say, look at that horrible shithole media. They're in this cage. Spit on them. You know what I mean?
Shithole countries.
Yeah. Fuck Alex Jones.
Carry out criminal operations and the raping of your children. Their religion is pedophilia and torturing people to death and starving you to death and murdering you.
Not the left religion. I believe the people into torture, Mike Pompeo, that lunatic who runs the CIA. Those people are into fucking torture. And what are they? They're fucking Republicans.
So again, all of us globalists yes. want to rape children, rape their wives. They're coming for you. Right. They want to kill the Midwest. They hate flyover country. Yada, yada, yada.
And if we want to talk about pedophiles, let's talk about the right. What about that guy in Kentucky that was in charge of the Republican Party that got busted in that child sex ring?
There's a long list of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Dennis just Hastert. On and right, right. on and on.
Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if that list includes a lot of fucking progressives, you dick.
Wiener, maybe.
Right. No.
Texting to a teenager.
Right. But, yeah, that's true.
Starving you to death and murdering you. It's why they're God. Help round up Nazis when he was 14, 15, 16.
This is Soros.
God.
Drink.
I wish George Soros would sue this fucking guy.
Drink.
For bullshit.
And this is a lie. We read this on yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. This is an utter lie. False, false, false.
It is crap.
PolitiFact, Snopes, false, false, false. Pinocchio's up the ass
but
on
listen,
that one.
Man, why would Alex Jones... His audience is a bunch of right-wing nutjob dickbag racists. Knowing what we just heard in that study, why would you ever tell them the truth? All those people, those fucking yeah. Bernie bros that didn't vote for Obama that believe those fake news stories, there's something inside of them that's fucked up that they wanted to believe that Hillary is actually too sick to be president. They wanted to believe that Hillary Clinton would give weapons to ISIS.
They were probably...
They want that.
Sub-issues, like...
Right.
Like racism.
They're fucked up.
And sexism.
They're broken fucking people. I don't give a fuck how shitty that sounds. But you got... God, if you voted for Donald Trump, there is something inside you that is fucked up. You know who this guy is.
Oh, you saying that makes me want to vote for him again because you're mean to me.
Right.
That's,
I am.
That, there's the logic yes. of that side.
Well,
he's fucking the country. We know it. But you're insulting me for voting for him before. So I'm going to vote for him again.
I am insulting you. And I am being mean to you. I am.
That's how vindictive and petty and stupid and small minded they are. I don't care if the country's hurt. I don't care, whatever. You're insulting me. You're hurting my fifis because I voted for him. Okay. I'm going to vote for him again.
You voted for a totalitarian, racist, fascist, fucking woman-hating dickbag.
Right.
I should make... We all should want to make these people feel bad for their vote. We all should... I mean, what are you supposed to do? What do you want me to do? Suck your dick because you voted for Trump? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Nations and the raping of your children. Their religion is pedophilia and torturing people to death and starving you to death and murdering you. It's why their God helped round up Nazis when he was 14, 15, 16 for his stepfather and helped round up thousands and told 60 Minutes it was the best time of his life and he would do it over again and he's not ashamed. If somebody else didn't do it, he would have done.
George Soros said he was not ashamed. Because he didn't do anything.
He didn't do it. God, Alex, man, I don't know what George Soros' life was like back then. I imagine it was horrible. What do you think he went through during World War II?
At 14.
Oh, my God. Alex, you're so fucking stupid. God.
It's just these
fucking idiots.
Terrifying, because this is... Like I said, how many of these assholes are polishing their guns while they're listening to this and thinking, I can't wait to get me some globalist?
Got it. You know, just, hey, listen, if you got a right-wing nutjob dickbag in your life, don't try to fucking change their minds. These people don't care. They're fucked up. Buy them cigarettes.
Do it over again, and he's not ashamed. If somebody else didn't do it, he would have done it. And by the way, I've said this, and I love everybody. But when we put together two different compilations of that video from that transmission that I've aired before that they try to take down, we didn't put it out with the...
What the
what
hell?
Are you talking about?
I don't know what's going on when I put down that from...
What in the fuck is he fucking talking about?
From that transmission that I've aired before that they try to take down, we didn't put it out with the parts where he said it was the best time of his life. So I want another version of that, and I'm going to air today. It didn't matter what happens, it's going to air. In fact, I'll just air the whole thing. Just get me the entire 60 minutes. That's what I'll do. I'll air the whole 12-minute segment. I will not be stopped.
But
he's not, let me ask you something. He's not going to be stopped from rerunning something that he ran on a show previously?
I guess.
Good job, Alex.
Or 60 Minutes wouldn't air it or something.
Well, listen, I agree. You'll probably be able to find the clip and put it on your show and run it on your shitty fucking show. I believe you won't be stopped. I agree with you.
Segment. I will not be stopped! Because I get on my knees and beg for something particularly. I don't get it! But I'm not in a coma, got that? I'm not in one.
What?
I'm going to stop that Nazi piece of crap. And you're going to stop him. And he hates our guts. Well, we're coming for you. You got it?
Oh,
good God damn.
How, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is this not inciting violence against George Soros?
He's painting a target on the fucking guy. I mean, that's...
Nazi piece of crap. And you're going to stop him. And he hates our guts. Well, we're coming for you. You got it? But that's who they worship. Understand, he's their god because
nobody knows who George Soros is except for you lunatics. None of us would know who George Soros is if it weren't for, and I'm a big libtard.
Yeah.
I read up on liberal causes, yes, involved in liberal organizations.
Right.
I might have heard the name.
And
he is paying us
and
in some way. I haven't got my Soros money, by the way. Have you ever gotten your Soros money?
No, I haven't. Jeez, Kate, ring up Soros. But they don't know who Soros is either. They think George Soros is a Nazi collaborator from back in the day. That's their idea of George
Soros.
Who's
running the world with his evil Antifa police force.
And listen, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know that really paints an accurate picture of George Soros.
Our guts, well, we're coming for you. You got it? But that's who they worship. Understand, he's their god because he's a killer. They love it. They think it's sharp. They think it's sexy. I've read about they worship Zbigniew Brzezinski because he manipulated the Khmer Rouge into killing millions. Mm-hmm. And they just think the more people you've killed, the more power you've got.
God.
To ask anybody anywhere who Zbigniew Brzezinski is. And they'll probably say,
they don't know.
Is that Mika's dad?
Oh, yeah.
Which
from
is
Morning
yes.
Joe.
But seriously, he thinks the globalists, they worship Mika, they worship Zbigniew Brzezinski too, because he convinced the Khmer Rouge to kill millions of people in Cambodia. Not true, by the way.
It would be interesting to see a history book per Alex Jones.
The more people you've killed, the more power you've got. I'm going to go to rebroadcast and go get that clip myself. That's the answer. Just got to take action. What it's all about. Get out of the coma. Now.
Horny goat weed.
Is he about to go to commercial?
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
Action. What it's all about. Get out of the coma. Now. That's it.
That's
that fucking
I'm sure he goes to
a
commercial.
My God. Somebody hand that guy a statuette for, you know, he needs an award, a Tony.
I mean, all of that is terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And then they say,
it's stupid,
they're going to come for us.
That's ridiculous. That's the biggest load of fucking, it's gaslighting, dude.
It's insane. It's crazy.
These right-wing nut jobs, they spend all day saying all this bullshit, and all they're really doing is painting targets on people. They're inciting fucking violence.
Yeah. George Soros.
Right. I mean, you know.
We're coming for you.
God. And they say the left is an equal side to this bullshit. Whatever. This is crap. This is fucking right. This is fascism. Demonizing the media.
The claim that Soros was involved in confiscating property from other Jewish people during his childhood in Nazi-occupied Hungary seems to be based on an interview with Soros and journalist Steve Croft on the TV program 60 Minutes from 1998. I'm going to go get that clip. We're going to go to a rerun. Go to a rerun. I'm going to go pull it myself.
I bet he couldn't fucking find it. How much you want to bet the motherfucker couldn't find it?
Steve Croft says, my understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson. Soros said, yes. Croft said, you went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews. Soros says that's right, but
yes.
Soros says, I didn't, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away. I had no role in taking away that property.
Yeah. So,
he's 14.
Yes.
The dude that he was, the dude that was hiding him.
Right.
As a young Jew.
Yes.
In Nazi Hungary.
Right.
Was in some way, that guy was forced to go out and confiscate property from the Jews. Soros went along with him. And Soros is like, look, Soros didn't go out and say, there's a Jew, let's get his property. He was tagging along with the guy that was being forced, who already knew where they were going to take property from the Jews.
Right.
So he was not, he's like, the way
these
Alex talks about it,
these people were under duress. They were hiding from fucking Nazis.
Well, and Alex talks about it like 14-year-old George Soros was walking around saying, are you a Jew? Oh, you're a Jew. Over here. And that's 1,000% not true.
It's insane.
Not true.
It's insane. It's hateful. You imagine 14 years old going through that. Guys hiding from Nazis.
Glenn Beck on his radio show at one point said, Soros used to go around with this anti-Semite and deliver papers to the Jews and confiscate their property and ship them off. Soros was part of it. He would help confiscate stuff. Here's a Jewish boy helping send Jews to the death camps.
Oh, my God. That's a lie.
Not true.
That is a fucking lie, you fucking assholes. What a horrible lie, too. He used to be spreading about people. And that's insane.
A director of the Anti-Defamation League, you know, somebody who might know a little bit about the Holocaust and Jewry in general.
Yeah, more than Glenn Beck or Alex fucking Jones.
Has said for a political commentator or entertainer to have the audacity to say inaccurately that he was a Jewish boy sending Jews to death camps as a part of a broader assault on Soros is horrific. To hold a young boy responsible for what was going on around him during the Holocaust as part of a larger effort to denigrate this man is repugnant.
Yeah.
Don't you think the Anti-Defamation League, if they thought there was any truth to it, would be way into getting Soros?
Abso-fucking-lutely, man.
But the only reason they'd say this is because Soros gives a lot of money to liberals. Liberal causes.
Right, right.
Just like Jeff Bezos getting shit on.
Yes, yes. Everyone's getting shit on. Yummy.
We got to get the hell out of here. Thanks for joining us. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're going to be back with more of this stuff tomorrow, everybody. Have a great evening.
Fuck you, Bernie Bros.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.